This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Born on this day in 1947, 72 years old today, Mark Volman from the Turtles, the 1967 number one hit, Happy Together. Later worked with Frank Zappa and also with Howard Kalin, Flo and Eddie. Seen Flo and Eddie and the Turtles. It's Mark Volman and Howard Kalin. Mark Volman turned 72 years old today. We hear Happy Together as when I am in for Steve, we always dig into the world of music history and celebrate music and the people who make it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, celebrating Philip Wegman now, who is with Real Clear News. Check him out at realclearpolitics.com. His archive is up there. His most recent piece we'll talk about in just a moment. At Philip Wegman on Twitter. Phil, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
Appreciate it. Before we get to your scoop on the DNC debates, we have to ask about the Mueller report released yesterday, the Barr news conference. What do you take away from what you saw yesterday?
Well, after being told for 2.5 years that democracy was under threat and that everything was going to come to a fiery end, it's kind of a fizzle. There are some things in that 400-page report that are unseemly, but the main takeaway is that Barr was validated yesterday, and so was the president. Barr accurately depicted the report when he gave his summary a couple weeks ago, and President Trump was correct according to Mueller. There was no collusion. And so that is very significant. That is an undeniable win for this administration. And my thought now is that, Democrats are going to get off of the collusion front. We're not going to be hearing charges that Trump, worked with the Russians to steal the presidency. I think what's going to happen instead is that congressional Democrats are going to start going through those 400 pages bit by bit, and they are going to start, taking up the accusation that Trump obstructed justice. I think that's where the ball game is now.
Quickly on impeachment, Steny Hoyer says no, AOC says yes. Many on the far left will be clamoring for it. Do they take that risk politically and also both knowing that it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate?
I think that Nancy Pelosi is an operator. She knows what's at stake. The nation's already, incredibly divided. And from some of her past statements, she said that she's not willing to go all in on impeachment unless there's something that both Republicans and Democrats can both support. So I think that you'll see guys like Al Green, you'll see members like AOC push it. I don't think it goes anywhere because with 2020 around the corner, that's the sort of divisiveness that doesn't put points up on the board for Democrats.
Phil Wegman with us, Real Clear News. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Scoop over at realclearpolitics.com earlier this week. DNC mulls higher bar to qualify for primary debates. Now, we saw what happened in 2016 with so many Republicans in the field. You have the A team and the B team. And this time, Democrats will have at least 15 for the first debate, but they might change the rules for the next debates. How do you get in now? How might you get in later?
Yeah, so right now, if you want to get on stage for the first two Democratic debates, you need to do one of two things. You need to go the polling route, which is register at 1% in three national polls, at very least just 1%. Or you need to reach a donor threshold of 65,000 unique individual donors from around the country. And so far, what we've seen is there are 15 guys who have qualified through either of those routes, and that's a really crowded debate stage. And Democrats, when they announced that these were the qualifications, the idea was that they were trying to really democratize the process, make certain that the party wasn't going to be able to be accused of coronating a candidate, like they did with Hillary Clinton. But now, I talked with multiple sources over at the DNC, and they tell me that this low entry point, the 1% polling requirement and the 65,000 unique donor requirement, they say that that is going to increase in subsequent debates because what they want to have, they want to have a winnowing before Iowa. Mm-hmm. The sources that I talked to over there, they don't want the party to put their finger on the scale like some accused Democrats of doing in 2016 in Hillary Clinton's favor. But at the same time, they know that having 15 candidates on the debate stage, that just can't last.
And I guess part of the thought process here is if the first debate's open to anyone and you're able to make any kind of impact or splash or convince some minds, that you will move up. You'll move up in support, or you'll find more donors. And that's one way to sort of, as you put it, winnow the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting about this is that from the beginning, Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, has said that the requirements would evolve. But he's been very coy when he's talking about the evolution there. He didn't say by how much the requirements might increase, and he also didn't say by whether or not they'll stay the same. He just said that going forward, the requirements were going to have to change to show that candidates were still competitive. The DNC sources that I talked to, these guys are scared that if there's not a stricter requirement, that Democrats are going to fall into the same trap the Republicans did in 2016, and that there's not going to be a significant front runner. Instead, that it's going to be a free-for-all all the way up to Iowa and even beyond.
All right, Philip Wegman from Real Clear News. Follow him on Twitter, at Philip Wegman. Find him at Real Clear Politics as well. Philip, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Anytime, sir.